It was written by Joanna Connors, and she's a reporter, a critic at the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and she wrote about having been raped 20 years ago. Now, it could have been just a first-person narrative about her rape. It would have been a dramatic story. 20 years later, her writing about how the rape affected her, and there was a kind of racial component. She did a lot of thinking and reflection on the fact that her rapist was black and she was white, and kind of the racial elements that went into both the rape and how she maybe was a victim because of some racial ideas, and then, you know, how it affected her afterwards. You could have stopped there. And that would have been a richer story. And actually what she did was she went and she found the rapist's family. And she did this whole story, and the story became not just about her experience of rape, but a story about poverty and race and violence within families, because it turned out the rapist had come from a very violent family and had himself been subject to abuse as a kid. And so the story, you know, the sort of less ambitious reporter would have just written, I mean, that's a very ambitious story to write about your own experience of rape 20 years ago, and then to build class into, you know, to build race into the story. That's already ambitious. But then she actually went this extra step. And so the story becomes not so much about one woman's rape, but about rape as a phenomenon in society. And so that's what I mean when we're talking about sort of multiple levels.